With fish so scarce and boats so well equipped, what kind of rules would you make to protect the fish and still let fishermen make a living?
I don't know, Dad. But what I said 25 years ago is coming to pass. There's going to be, before it gets through, about 3 corporations on the East Coast are going to control the fishing. Now you wait and see just what I tell you. I knew that 25 years ago. I could see it coming.
Yeah. Well, it's still coming.
It is coming.
Yeah.
There's going to be about 3 big corporations are going to control the whole fisheries on the East Coast. Now they want to cut the cod down from, what, 18 million pounds down to 3,200,000, 400,000 or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Can't make a living at it.
No, you can't.
No.
And they can't count it. These people are just shuffling numbers.
I know. And they don't know, really, one end from the other.
Well, we fought long and hard. We tried to get them to put mesh size up to 6.5. We fought hard enough so as they eventually put it up to 6.
Mm.
We got that. And the Nordmore grade on the shrimp gear. So I think those two things will help.
Quite a few shrimp this year, aren't they?
Yes, they've done bang up to the western. Nothing up here yet.
Probably came in 5 fish boxes full.
Down here? Good sized stuff?
Oh, I would.
There's only the Dickey and Junior going, I think.
Is Junior going?
Oh, I'm not sure. I know he had
I haven't been. I've been stuck here working on this house. I haven't really. No, Dickey came in with 5 fish boxes full.
Could be.
Paddling my buck pound.
Why not?
Sure.
Spare price.
Yeah.
Today.
£5 for a dollar.
Times have changed. Yeah,
£5 for a dollar.
Wouldn't they tasted better when they were cheaper, too.
Tasted better when we used to get them in the net and didn't have to pay anything for them.
Yes, it's a matter of
we used to get a few shrimp and off on the flounder tow we'd have scallops. Pick up a few scallops for all day, you might get enough to tell out what.
Yeah.
Of course, lobsters in, you could sell.
Sure. Oh, yeah, well, that's true. It was was sometime in the 50s when they put that law on. I don't know when.
53, we could sell them. They were legal.
Yeah.
But I know we made a couple tolls in Grand Manan Channel one Sunday morning. We'd had a southeast gale.
Yeah.
2 toes, over 800 pounds, lobsters, counters, stuff like that.
Good.
Beautiful. Oh.
Good heavens.
But how much money did we get for them?
Not much. I'll wager.
We brought them in down here to Caldwell. I said, how much you paying for lobsters? I was holding in. 30 cents a pound. Not getting eight for 30 cents a pound. We've been getting 35 down the Eastport. So I said, I'll take them uptown and give them away first. No honoring me, I'd do it too.
Yeah.
So he came down, he looked down the hole. Oh, well, he said, I can pay 35 cents a pound for those lobsters.
Oh, just like that.
Yes.
Nice looking stock.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. We used to have, oh, probably 2 or 3 bushels of cracked ones like that on deck. No snappers, no oversize. They all went back overboard.
Yeah.
Our skipper was very meticulous on that.
Yeah.
So we'd have cracked ones, you know. We'd boil them hot and dump them on deck. We got tired of eating lobster.
So
we'd go in the dark. Some lobsters down there, you fellows want them. Or you never dock with her down over the ladders with that box and bag.
I could well imagine.
Well,